This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Will Bitcoin face regulation, and in which places? Today there was a first-ever committee that had been formed, a commission to study cryptocurrency. And you and I were there for that, Daryl. We'll talk more about it. Because we were there, it was a couple hours long, and yes. So we'll get back into that here in moments. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us, Ian and Daryl, in the studio, to the phones, to the fun. Vernon is listening in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live, Vernon. Hello, Vernon.
Sorry that I'll take up the air. Where in the world is Mark? Thank you for your answer.
Mark Edge is on, I don't know if you want to call it a vacation.
He's on a boat.
He is on a boat. He has caught the bug of wanting to sail the high seas.
Well, he's been, for as long as I've known Mark, he's had this fantasy of seasteading.
Right.
And he, you know, bought a boat and what's the saying, the two best days in a boater's life are the day they buy a boat
and the day they sell
the boat. And so he's in between those 2 days right now.
Right.
And he had a problem with his dinghy. And,
that's right. Not the first time.
So it's taking him longer to get down to Florida of his dinghy.
So I guess, right. Well, I guess the dinghy was a factor, but just in general, it took them longer than they expected because of a variety of different things. The dinghy being one of them.
They started taking on water because of the dinghy.
Well, the dinghy was taking on water. The boat is apparently fine. Anyway, what he had told me was that they were going to park the boat in North Carolina somewhere and then leave it there for like a month or two or something and then come back. Or, like, they're going to leave it there, come back to New Hampshire, and then like a month or so later go back down and complete the trip. So they're trying to take this catamaran from Connecticut, where they are buying it, I guess, and then go all the way down to Florida with it, where they will dock it there. And then at some point, he intends to take this thing out on the high seas, I guess, and go who knows where, maybe, you know, never to be seen again if he goes through the Bermuda Triangle or whatever. I don't know. How long his family's going to want to stick it out with him on this boat, I don't know either. I imagine they got a taste of it. His wife is with him. I believe his son is not on this particular trip. And
I could not imagine being on a boat
as
with
a kid.
His kid.
I can't imagine being a kid on a boat for that long. You talk about getting bored to tears.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to go on a cruise ship where you got a bunch of stuff to do as a kid, but to just be on a boat for however many months at a time. Like you said, Daryl, this is one of his fantasies, and he's living it out right now.
And I've often asked him, because he's like, no, seasteading, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what happens if I decide that I don't like the boat that I'm seasteading on?
He says you can go to a different boat.
Right. And I said, what if there's not regular boats between, you know, the boat that I'm on and somewhere else? And he said, then you're on a prison boat. But, you know, like... If you're on a cruise for a long time, they don't have, you know, oh, you don't like being on the cruise? Just take a boat somewhere else. That's not how cruises work.
Sure. I mean, look.
So why would living on a boat, you know, all of a sudden there's going to be, you know, boats that you can take from this boat to another boat?
Well, I mean, what he's doing is way different from the whole seasteading thing. The seasteading thing that he had in mind would be like people with these big movable platforms connected together into some kind of community. So,
well, that's one version of seasteading. Another version of seasteading is you buy an old cruise ship.
That was another one he was talking about.
And turn it into a city.
Right. That's
because
another
those
one.
Things basically are floating cities anyway.
Correct. I guess, you know, I don't know which one of those is his favorite or if he has one that is his favorite. But with the, I guess the benefit of the connected things is that you could disconnect and go connect somewhere else in theory, whereas if you're on a big cruise ship, you can't just take your room out of the cruise ship.
Right, but depending on how the things are connected, you know, and I'm envisioning like, you know, Redneck Yacht Club in the middle of the ocean sort of thing. If you've got five boats that are between you and open water, you've got to convince a bunch of people, hey,
let
move
you
your
out.
Boat so I can get out.
Well, I mean, again, Daryl, I'm sure the seasteaders have answers for all of these objections. They are very, very interested in this stuff, whether it'll actually end up panning out, whether somebody will ever buy a cruise ship. Because, I mean, I can't even imagine the logistics involved in having to figure out how to run a damn cruise ship. I mean, that, you know, they're big operations, and obviously what they're talking about wouldn't involve all of the crew that a normal cruise ship would involve.
Right.
Because, you know, a cruise ship has all kinds of unnecessary crew that it wouldn't, you know, all the,
right.
the waiters or whatever.
And then you have to decide where you're going to flag your vessel.
Right.
Because there are legal ramifications for, you know, having a U.S. flagged vessel.
Correct.
There's all kinds of weird things about if you go from one port to another port, then, you know, like there either has to be or can't be some foreign stop in between. And, like, there's
ridiculous.
All kinds of weird, ridiculous things that have to be taken into consideration.
Right.
And
if you think you're going to get away from the governments of the world just because you go to the high seas, I think you're going to be surprised.
And, you know, maybe some of the people that are actually, you know, organizing these seasteading things are looking into these regulations, but
sure
I don't think the average person is like, I've got $100,000, get me somewhere out of the United States, and I'm willing to pay.
So, yeah, honestly, I haven't been following the whole seasteading thing. I don't know what the current status of that particular movement is. Obviously, there are some people with some big money that are interested in seeing this thing happen. So I really wish them the best. I mean, I think it's an interesting concept. I don't know what amount of people really wants to live out on the sea because, you know, they generally don't do that. People, yeah, there's people with boats. And
right.
Sometimes people will live on their boats, but there's not a whole large population of those people, are there? They're not living together anywhere, at least not
right.
yet.
And most people that are on houseboats are, you know, in like a large lake somewhere. They're not in the middle of the ocean.
Right, or in a bay or something like that, someplace where they can park the boat and get on land to go to the grocery store, you
yes.
know. But, hey, he's going to have a lot of stories to tell, I'm sure, when he actually does finally embark on this this personal journey of his. So where is Mark? He is currently in North Carolina. And we'll see him likely back here, I'm thinking by this weekend, maybe. But they're still looking for a place to dock the boat, I guess.
Hope he's back by this weekend. I've got tickets to a baseball game on Saturday.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll figure something out. We got Cody and other folks who can
yeah.
come in.
So, he says that he's just south of Wilmington.
All right. So there
in North Carolina.
There's your Mark update. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Rusty in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Rusty.
Yeah, howdy guys. I just wanted to give you all a quick update on Texas Independence. As of today, it was announced that there's a kind of a volunteer in every single county in Texas. So 254 counties, there's a volunteer in each of those counties pushing, you know, local officials or state reps or senators for independence and organizing. The current pledge count is over 307,000. It's been confirmed. Kind of off the record right now that state reps
it's not off the record if you're calling a radio show.
Well, 90% sure chance there's going to be the referendum kind of resolution will be submitted in the state legislature, or likely by the same person who submitted it last session. It was HRC 77 calling for a vote for the people to have a vote for independence. I don't know how far it will go, but it looks good.
Now, you had said before that this vote is going to be only in a primary, perhaps, not in the full general election.
There's two ways to do it. You can go through the GOP, because the Libertarian Party of Texas, it's already in their platform that they support a referendum. Mm-hmm. In the GOP party of Texas, you have to go through the SREC, which members were picked up since last time we tried. We barely were defeated in a voice vote at the Senate Republican Executive Committee. It's like this bureaucratic organization kind of in the party that decides what gets on the primary ballot. That's one way to do it. We picked up some members in there, so that's another route. But there's also the route to go to the state legislator and have it on the general ballot.
Yeah, if you can do that, that seems like the ideal way to go. Keep us in the loop. Thanks, Rusty. This is Free Talk Live.
U.S. Air Force member stationed overseas, and we have three rescued mutts. Stone Phillip was to be euthanized. There were bacteria crawling all over his skin. They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad. He was in constant misery.
DinoVite.com.
We started feeding him the Dinovite, and his skin, it's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain. Stone is in excellent shape today. He runs, stays slim and trim, and follows my husband around like he worships him. I would highly encourage you to get a rescue dog and start him out on Dinovite right from the beginning, and they'll make such a difference in your life. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Or go to Dinovite.com.
DinoVite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about Bitcoin later, maybe. But, you know, since somebody called in to ask where Mark was, and we were talking about the whole seasteading thing, it made me curious, like, what's going on with the seasteaders? I'm not really in the loop on this. A lot of the stuff that's happening in the Liberty Movement, we rely on people to call and let us know. I mean, we're busy doing our own things today. You and I were at the State House, not all day, but it took a while. You know, we left early in the morning.
Couple hours.
Yeah, we left early in the morning at like 8:30, and then we didn't get back until 2 or 3 o'clock. And
closer to 3.
Yeah, and so, you know, we're busy too. And so anybody that's, you know, out there that wants to share your favorite activism or exciting movements and things like that that are happening around the globe, a lot of stuff, you know, we only know about because you guys take the time to let us know. So get on the phones, join the fun here at 855-450-FREE. I've got a press release, the latest press release, which actually just came out within the last 10 days, actually, September 19th. From the Seasteading Institute, which their website is seasteading.org, and I'll get to that here in moments, but first, J.D. is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, J.D.
It's J.B. as in Jim Bob.
Hello there, Jim Bob. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I noticed you have only have me blocked on Skype. I don't know what's up with that.
Okay, well, I don't know, dude. I'll double-check it, but I'm pretty sure I unblocked you. Go ahead, James, in Arizona.
I'm pretty sure you didn't. Well, again, you don't like me to rehash old subjects, so it's okay for you to lie about me on public airwaves and be not allowed to respond to it. Is that your rules for the show?
Nope. You're right here talking about it again and again. You've called about, you know, 100 times about it at this point.
Yeah, in ministry, you have to apologize for smearing on the public airwaves over things I never did. And couldn't be further from the truth what you said.
Okay, well, we know you've lied on at least more than one occasion.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, he doubles down on his smear by saying I'm lying, which I'm not.
Well, you're lying about me unblocking you on Skype. I see you right here.
Okay, I'll give you a call right now with my phone, and it doesn't come through, Ian Bernard, minister.
All right. So what else do you got? Because, you know, obviously you think I'm lying about you, even though anyone with Google can go look up your name and find the arrest records for your DUI. So how do you explain that? How do you explain that? How do you explain the three arrest records?
Okay, Ian Bernard.
Prove you're not lying. Just give us a story. At least make something up, James.
Okay, Ian, you have a big fat friend next to you?
I've asked you multiple. See, here's the evidence that he's a liar. I've asked him on multiple occasions. He calls in, he says, you lied about me, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes he, you know, threatens us with violence. You lied about me. Da, 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 da. You know, I don't have three DUIs. Well, the internet shows you have three separate arrest records for a DUI. Every time I ask him to explain that discrepancy, he goes on and, you know, insults your weight, Daryl. By the way, you're very thin these days. I don't know if he's checked the cam at cam.freetalklive.com, but he can do that anytime he feels like. It's focused on you about half the time. So people can go and see Daryl. He looks great. But he distracts from the question, right? The question is, okay, if you're claiming that I'm lying about you having three DUI records that anyone who Googles James Whittakine can find, then can you explain why those things exist on the website jail.com, which has what appears to be people's arrest records on it. Now, again, just because you were arrested for something doesn't mean you're ultimately convicted of that same crime. Like, for instance, a lot of people will be charged with so-called crime A,
right,
but then ultimately they will take a plea deal and plead down to some sort of lesser offense. So maybe what Jay's calling himself J.D. here, J.D. James in Arizona has, you know, maybe what he's saying is he wasn't convicted of DUI, in which case that would be, you know, something he could explain when I give him the chance to explain it, but he never does. So I'm going to bring him back here, give him another chance to explain himself here tonight. Go ahead, James.
Gee, I hope I have as much airtime as you just took.
No, you won't.
You apologize.
You won't, because you threaten people.
But I'm not.
You're lucky you get any. You're lucky you get any airtime whatsoever, dude.
I have never, Ian Bernard. I'm trying to remind. And yes, you have a big fat.
No one wants you to remind them about anything. You come on here and say I'm not. You come on here and say I'm a liar, and then you don't explain why it is I'm a liar. which makes it seem like you're telling a lie, JD, because you don't want to explain yourself. Last try. Here's your last chance to explain yourself. Go ahead.
I'm not a liar. I have not been arrested three times for a Dewey. I have been arrested 5 years ago for a Dewey. You've repeatedly accused me of having three Deweys and get your rocks off.
Why do you have three arrest records?
Let me continue. May I? And then when you apologize to me appropriately, I won't hurt you, Ian Bernard. Otherwise, I will. And Daryl's
okay.
A much bigger
okay, James.
Than I am. So
why
I
don't you answer the question? The question's very simple.
You,
the question is, why do you have three arrest records?
What are you going to do to make redress when I tell you the truth after you've yet to apologize for calling me a liar, which I like.
I don't owe you anything, James, but if you can explain it to me, then I would apologize to you. But you won't even bother to explain it.
Crap of a human being. Look it up.
That on the radio, mister. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, there's a strong argument to ban James from the show because he's actually threatening people on this this radio program. And there has been a time where he kind of beat around the bush, where his threats weren't really like,
I hope your house doesn't blow up tonight.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, that kind of stuff. And he's moved on beyond that, too, just overt threats. So there's an argument to do it from that aspect. There's an argument to do it from the aspect that he just dropped the S word on the air. So, I don't know, something I'll have to think about. Maybe you guys should weigh in here and tell us what you think. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because he claims that he's only been arrested once for a DUI, but he won't answer the question of, well, then how do you explain the three arrest records? On three separate occasions, with three different mugshots. So it's not like somebody's out there just making crap up at jail.com about you, James Whittakind. Is that what you're going to try to say? Because so far, he has no explanation whatsoever. You know, you the listener, can extract from all of this information whatever it is you want to. In the meantime, if you want to see more of what James has to say, you can check out his Facebook page. Well, it's not his. He doesn't run it, but Mark runs a Facebook page called Things James Whittakind Says. So feel free. You can read some of his quotes, which honestly is not really a complete catalog of all of the things and the threatening things that that he has said, but there's some of it there. So check that out. Anyway, Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, Bob. I just want to mention that, you know, here in New Mexico, we had a record-breaking voter registration ever since we had that online registration. So ever since we had it, it seems like we had about, like, 70,000 people registered to vote on the computer. So it's an incredible accomplishment. And I'm just, doing a shout-out to, our nation.
Shouting out to New Mexico. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I don't know if it's something to be proud of that a bunch of people registered to vote. I mean, a lot of people who are registered to vote don't know what they're doing. They don't know.
They probably won't even show up to vote.
Anything about who they're voting for. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a peel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves here, bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and with you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Don't forget, if you are interested in New Hampshire, we talk a lot about how great it is here for liberty-minded people, for libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-oriented anarchists. There's a huge community, arguably the largest in the entire world, that has come here to New Hampshire already, and many more are planning to come here. And if you want to learn the reasons why, there are 101 of them in a great documentary you can watch for free online right now or whenever over at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's called 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. And it really is a persuasive list of reasons as to why this is the best place already for being more free and why it's got the best chance of becoming more free over time, especially if we can move physically a concentration, a migration, a liberty migration of people to this place. Go and learn more about it when you get a chance. It's an hour-long documentary, 101reasonsfilm.com. Now, the move to New Hampshire is a thing that's been happening for more than a decade now. New Hampshire was
about
chosen
15 years.
Yeah, it was chosen as the destination of the Free State Project back in 2003, and people began moving immediately. Slowly at first, But now with ever increasing speed, we've now got thousands of people here in New Hampshire that love the ideas of liberty, and most of them are willing to actually do something about it. Now, one of the other ideas that's sort of in competition with the migration of liberty-minded people to New Hampshire is seasteading. And I said, you know, let's check in with seasteading here tonight, because somebody called in asking where Mark is, who's normally with us on Wednesday nights. He also hosts the show on Friday, or rather Saturday and Sundays frequently. But in the last week or so, he's been gone because he's been on this boat trip, and he wants to kind of
He's on a boat.
Yeah, he is on a boat. Saturday Night Live skit, I believe, is where that one's from.
Yeah, a Lonely Island song.
So he's going to come back at some point here. In fact, they're parking the boat, etc. But anyway, he's a fan of the whole seasteading thing. So it made me think, well, what's going on with seasteading? From their most recent press release issued on September 19th, so very recently, Papeete, Tahiti is the location where they're issuing this from. The nonprofit Seasteading Institute met on Friday, September 16th, with French Polynesia's president, Edouard Fritch, a large part of his government, and the mayors of Bora Bora and Makemo to discuss the development of sustainable floating islands. Quote, it would be wonderful if we could work with the Seasteading Institute to bring sustainable development and economic activity to French Polynesia, the president said through a translator at the end of the meeting. Let's create the future together, he concluded. An international delegation from the Seasteading Institute investigated several potential sites near the French Polynesian islands of Tahiti and Raiatea. They met with Mr. Tiva Rosrich, Minister for Economic Recovery, the Blue Economy and Digital Policy, Madam Sylvain Turutia, the mayor of Raiatea, I'm sure I'm butchering this, and Mr. Gaston Tongsang, former president and mayor of Bora Bora and Tupai. Quote, we look forward to working with French Polynesia to develop floating islands that will benefit our host country and our international community of seasteaders, said Randolph Hecken, executive director of the Seasteading Institute. Quote, with numerous protected waters where we could station for the first pilot platforms, French Polynesia offers many optimal locations for seasteading from an engineering point of view.
So is a floating island really just a boat?
Good question. I have no idea. You'll have to look into that one, Daryl. This is just their press release. Maybe they'll address it here. The Seasteading Institute, they say, will move forward with negotiating a memorandum of understanding with French Polynesia. This MOU will set forth the terms of the creation of a special economic zone where seasteaders can construct and place floating platforms that will serve as incubators for technological and social innovation. So I guess more of a thing that sits in one place for a long time than an actual boat. But presumably it would have to be able to be moved in some sort of way to get there in the first place. But anyway.
Right. So basically, you know, you can dock a boat. You can drop an anchor on a boat to where the boat basically stays in the same place, but yeah, it still becomes a boat. Just because, you know, like, how large does a floating thing have to be before it's no longer considered a boat
and
it's considered an island?
Our sustainable modular platforms are designed by the Dutch engineering firm Blue 21, who showcased their engineering ingenuity with the famed floating pavilion in Rotterdam, said Joe Quark, the co-author with a forthcoming book, Seasteading, How Ocean Cities Will Change the World, co-authored with Patry Friedman, who we've had on this show in the past to talk about seasteading. The Seasteading Institute platforms may collaborate with blue economy projects and explore potential solutions to rising sea levels. Mark Collins, a businessman and former Minister of Tourism for French Polynesia, is a supporter of the Seasteading Institute's vision, saying, quote, Polynesian culture has a long history of seafaring across the Pacific Ocean that will contribute to this ambitious project. More than most nations, our islands are impacted by rising sea levels, and resilient floating islands could be one tangible solution for us to maintain our populations anchored to their islands. For many Polynesians, leaving our islands is not an option. Seasteading platforms can also create new clean tech and blue economy jobs. I don't know what a blue economy is. Can you check
so
that one for
the
me?
Green economy would be, you know, like environment. Blue is the color
sea?
Of water.
Okay, gotcha. Jobs that will attract both international and local investment, saying that, quote, we need to create new clean tech and blue economy jobs for our youth, and this project has the potential to be a real game changer locally. According to Collins, this project could help us retain our bright minds who would otherwise emigrate for work. Japan's National Public Broadcasting System, NHK, has been filming the seasteaders in French Polynesia for a documentary to air in late October of this year on the future of economic societies. The documentary will air on the network's flagship show, NHK Special, the longest-running broadcast show in Japanese history, with an audience of 10 million viewers. So it definitely sounds promising, but the one thing that I have to say is concerning about this is that since when do libertarians think that governments will honor their agreements?
I can answer this, I think. What is when the Costa Rican and Honduran and the Chilean government said, we pinky swear that we'll leave you guys alone in these economic zones?
What happened with the Honduran one? Did that thing fall through?
No, that's still trying to be developed.
Mm-hmm.
There was a representative a representative was speaking via Skype at the Startup Society Summit
which you attended
in July.
Now, didn't the Honduran Supreme Court have to weigh in on that situation? They wanted to carve out one of these special economic zones on land, I believe it was.
Yes.
And so it was a different organization, a different group of liberty-minded people that were going in there. It just seems like governments are liars. You know, the people, these politicians are not trustworthy individuals. So, you know, just because some president of some island puts his signature on a memorandum of understanding doesn't mean that there's any kind of, like, accountability for these people. If they decide they want to change the terms later, oh yeah, it's hands off. Oh sure, yeah, come on in, bring in all those boats, but platforms, all these innovators, people with money, come on in here, make our economy better. And then eventually, they're going to come in and tax you.
Yes.
Okay. Eventually, they're going to come in and say, well, that's been about enough of this. Now that you've had all this success and you're making all this money, now's our chance to get a piece. Now, if you don't pay up, we're going to sink your damn boats. I mean, who knows what they could do? They could do anything. They could just kick them out. They could sink the boats. They could attack them. They could jail them. I mean, we're talking about governments here.
You know, I'm guessing that a Tahitian jail is probably not the worst place to be.
It's probably better than the Philippines. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know. I mean, I get the argument is like, well, these are small governments. They're smaller islands, so therefore we'll have more influence, and they'll be more likely to honor their agreement. But I don't think the size really matters when it comes to politicians lying. You share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain if you'd like to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We were over at the State House in New Hampshire, the Concord State House Legislative Office Building, for a hearing, which was a study committee, the Commission to Study Cryptocurrency, met for the first time in a public manner today, and you and I were there. There's going to be full video coming later. I've got to still encode that and upload it, so probably going to take till noon tomorrow or something like that to do that. But it will be put online. You can see all of the wonderful folks who came out who testified against having regulations. Now, this is New Hampshire, right, where we've got libertarians galore. The state itself is a very kind of freedom-oriented place. The mindset of a lot of the natives is very freedom-oriented here. And you literally did not have a single person at this hearing, with the exception of maybe the regulator herself. There was a banking commission woman there, but all the
attendees, on the commission.
But all of the people who attended today, not a one of them was calling for more regulations.
Right.
And I
actually think I was the only lobbyist that actually spoke.
I think you might have been
there.
There
were a couple other lobbyists that were there, but they were
watching,
there observing.
Right. And this was your first time officially speaking on behalf of LibertyLobby.xyz.
Liberty Lobby LLC is the name of the lobbyist firm.
You don't have to say the LLC, though, right? Like, it's Liberty Lobby is the name of your group. It happens
Liberty
to be
Lobby
organized.
No, I use the full name.
Okay.
Because after I filed for the LLC, somebody was like, here was a group back in the 90s, and they're
called Liberty Lobby.
Right. And they did some not necessarily Liberty things. So
yep.
To avoid any confusion,
fair enough.
Try to always use the full name.
LibertyLobby.com. Well, I like just saying .xyz because it's your website.
Right.
But anyway, that's that was your first time today appearing on behalf of freedom in
yes.
front of these state representatives. And of course, you did great because you've talked in front of these guys a million times, and now you just have a fancy orange badge.
Yes.
It says your name on it in Liberty Lobby LLC, and this will be
It's got the logo.
That's right, and this will be the first of many appearances that you'll be making on behalf of Freedom. If you would like to get behind Daryl's efforts for $5, $10 a month, or whatever you can afford, then you can donate at libertylobby.xyz.
Yep, and there will be an announcement coming out on Friday. So I don't want to, you know, spoil the announcement, but you can sign up. There is the email list, so sign up for the email list, and you will get that announcement on Friday.
All right. I'm definitely looking forward to hearing that. Maybe you'll talk about it on the air that night. Will the announcement be going out before the show?
The announcement goes out at 1 o'clock on Friday. I've already got it set up with MailChimp.
So we can talk about it then.
Yep.
Whatever it is. I don't even know. I don't know what this is. So
nobody does.
Right. Liberty. Well, except
you. Well, I think one person, because he's a donor and he asked because I teased it on my podcast.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So libertylobby.xyz. Go and check out more of Daryl there. And we'll have the video up probably within the next 24 hours of this. What it was a pretty interesting meeting where they were talking about regulations on cryptocurrency. And whether or not they were necessary at all, and the, you know, the temperature of the room was pretty clear against having any regulations whatsoever. You know, I got up there and there was a representative from Poloniex, which is a cryptocurrency only exchange, and they were like, "Oh, look, the rep was basically saying that they expected regulation." And of course, that is generally what you should expect from a government, so I can understand why he would say that. And so he was basically saying, yeah, we expect you to regulate, so we're just going to go ahead and jump through the hoops and do whatever it is that, you know, we need to do to get through your regulations so we can do business in New Hampshire. Now, of course, that may be less than interested in doing business with them ever in the future, because I just don't, I can't stand these obedient companies that put themselves out there to be regulated, that beg for regulations so they can protect themselves from competition. It was interesting because the chairman of the committee was talking with us afterwards, and he totally gets that. Like, he gets that regulations are a barrier to entry for businesses.
Yes, he mentioned several times throughout about the free market. We need a free market. He on the one hand, he was, you know, talking about we need this free market, and then he said that, you know, legislative bodies are reactive, not proactive, but he said that in a way that sounded as though he was almost advocating for them to be proactive.
I don't know.
Because he said, we're like the people that wait until the airplane crash before we wind up looking for the exit.
He never explicitly said what he was meaning by giving those examples and talking about that, but you know, I wouldn't look to this guy as the paragon of virtue for libertarians, but, you know, it's refreshing having, you know, I'm sure in other state houses.
He's got a B-minus rating from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
That's not bad. That's
not bad. And again,
that probably makes him better than almost every legislator in any other state.
Yeah, you know, he's, you know, somewhat of a Randian, meaning a fan of Ayn Rand.
Right.
His house is Taggart Estates.
Right.
And this is definitely a reference to Atlas Shrugged.
Right, and he's the chairman of this committee. So you and I were there. We testified. There was actually a large group of people from Keene that went out there. We had the majority of, I think, the speakers there. There were six people who came out from Keene, and actually all six testified, which is unusual.
Yes.
Sometimes people will come to these and they'll just sit there and watch, especially if it's their first time. But we had a couple first-timers there today, and they both testified, did a great job. The guys from ThinkPenguin.com came out, and they drove us there, so we had a carpool. So we all carpooled. Didn't cost us much to go to this thing, and we were able to speak out in favor of more freedom. And that's something you can do here in New Hampshire, and hopefully we'll see more people come to the next meeting, because this one was kind of short notice, I think, for some folks. But ultimately,
most of the hearings are short notice. They generally put the calendar out on Thursday, and sometimes hearings happen on Tuesday.
We still did have the room full of freedom-friendly folks, and that was a good thing. But it could have been more full. And, you know, it could have been such an overflow capacity crowd that they had to open up to the larger room, you know, something like that. So it could have gone, I would say, a little bit better, but all in all, it went pretty good. And they have not yet made their recommendation about whether to regulate or not Bitcoin.
Right. They've got another hearing Thursday.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, but 1 week from tomorrow. And and we intend to be up there for that.
Yep, because I'm a glutton for punishment.
And I'm wondering if they're going to, you know, make some kind of recommendation then.
Who knows? They've got the rest of the month to figure that part out. So we'll keep you in the loop as this continues to develop, because supposedly this is the first kind of commission in the United States, at least that we know of all of the 50 states. Obviously, New York has its BitLicense, which is just pure regulation of Bitcoin businesses and exchanges and things like that. But this is the first time that there's been a commission to actually study cryptocurrency.
And somebody had mentioned that apparently there was some congressional commission, but then somebody else corrected. No, there were a couple of legislators that formed the blockchain caucus.
In the U.S. government.
In the U.S. House of Representatives. There's two members of the House that have teamed up to form that blockchain caucus, and I was reading something on that earlier, and it seems
never heard
like,
of it until today.
Yeah, it's Representatives Polis and Mulvaney.
I've
heard of them. Don't know really much about them, but they want to, quote, promote laws and policies to encourage the development of cryptocurrencies and other blockchain-related tools.
No, we don't need laws for that. Okay, just leave people alone, and the development will happen on its own. Let's go to, and that's what some of us argued for today, was stop this, leave this nascent industry alone, and let the amazing things flower from it, because Bitcoin is wonderful, and it's an amazing technology that really is evolutionary for the idea of money, because it's taking it out of the hands of banks and governments. Anyway, David is on the line, I believe in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah, let's tell me if you can hear this.
Yes.
You can hear me? No, the same. Oh, here we go.
Are you trying to play audio over Skype? Because it's not working.
Listen. And doing audio test while on the air is generally not a good idea.
Not a really good idea. What were you calling about, David? You got maybe about a half a minute.
Can you hear the recording, gentlemen?
No, sir. No.
Listen,
what were you
to
calling
the recording,
about?
Gentlemen.
Okay, we've already told you we can't hear it.
We can hear you asking us if we can hear something.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, David. We don't
have
time for
this. Whatever it is you want us to hear.
So, we don't have time for that. We want to talk to people who want to talk about some sort of issue. We don't have time for technical difficulties. Sorry. Tomorrow night, you can join us about anything you want to discuss. Playing audio over the phone is a terrible idea. Playing it over Skype could, in theory, work. If you have a working audio system and you've tested it before, and here's a hint. If you want to test your Skype connection, I recommend doing this. Call the Echo Test Service. Whenever you install Skype, they usually call it by default just to make sure your settings are working. Well, that little test thing is always available to you. So if you want to test something out, if you want to make sure that the other person can hear it, you just play it to the Echo Test Service, and if it plays it back, it worked. If it doesn't, it didn't work. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.